I know you wanted me, I resisted, but since I met you, I'm in ecstasy. I know that love's not your goal, 'cause you got lust in your soul. How dare you wave that magic wand at me? You're on my mind all the time. Yes, I know it's a crime. I'm thinking of you constantly. And in my quest to impress, I should be under arrest. What did you do to me? Well, now my friends say I'm crazy. Yeah, they call me a dunce. Some mistakes are too much fun to only make once. I walk away, but I haven't a chance. Oh, you put a spell on me. Love your cool stare, but I better beware. You look for opportunity. You're well designed, like your mind. Yeah, you're one of a kind, a deadly recipe. Oh, you dove into my soul. Yeah, you unlocked the door. Then you stole away my heart and said, I'll be back for more. You are the devil.
Helen Welsh and Spellbound here on Neorocks. Her the title track off of her new disc.
Indeed.
Welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Good to be here.
I say we're having fun talking off the air.
and we've told all the stories.
Saying all the things that we can't say on air. So you're going to get
the weather,
the FCC friendly version of our interview. But welcome to the studio.
Thank you. I'm so relieved I found it. University campuses are a complete mystery to a Brit. They are the most complicated places.
They are to Americans as well.
Are they really? And I found a nice policeman and he showed me the way.
You are part of the very small club of guests of Neorocks that found the place without calling us.
Did you call me before? Was that
yes,
you?
Yes,
okay,
did.
Okay. I swiped left. I'm like, oh, I don't know who this is. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's probably Helen. I'm a jerk. But anyway, you're here to promote a show that you have going on this Friday. What's going on with that?
Indeed. We are going to be appearing at the Alma Theater in the lovely Kane Park in Cleveland Heights. And we're doing a show called Beatles, A Little Brit Different. And the reason we call it that is we take Beatles songs and put them back in the pot and do something, just treat them a little differently. So, for example, we do Help as a gospel ballad. Can you imagine?
Wow.
We do Hard Day's Night as a sleazy lounge singer. It's quite amusing. And I don't want to give too much away. Get Back, like a boogaloo. And I was never a Beatles fan. Am I allowed to say that on the air?
You already did.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And then I had some guy students, and I needed to find music for them to sing that was appropriate for what they were doing with their bands. And so I went into this Beatles book and I found all these tunes and I said, to heck with the students, I'm going to sing these. And I have no idea how the Beatles did them, but this is kind of how I hear them going. So we're going to do the show at the Alma Theatre. And if people want to go, they can go to the Kane Park website. And it starts at 7 o'clock and it's with my fabulous trio. So it's a lot of fun.
Who is, by the way, canepark.com is where you can find all that info.
Thank you.
So who is playing with you? Who is your group?
Joe Lehman, the same guys who are on the CD. Joe Lehman on keyboards, Brian Thomas on upright bass, and then Anthony Tadeo on drums.
Now the CD, which we are holding right now, funny story about the CD. You recorded part of it at Seatown Sound with our friend John Guggenheim, mm-hmm. also known as Googie. I went out with Googie on Saturday night. Okay, yeah. We saw a reggae show in Lakewood. We saw J.R. Blessington and Milton Blake. Shout out to those guys. Awesome show. Halfway through the show, he taps me on the shoulder. He's like, come on over here, dude. I got to get you a CD. So we walk outside. We go to his car. He gives me the CD. He's like, listen, though. You can't open it until 6 p.m. tomorrow, which was Sunday. And I'm like, why? He's like, because Helen won't even have the CD of Spellbound until then. So I did abide by his rules.
Thank you, Jason.
Yeah. But I've enjoyed listening to it. The entire album is great. And Spellbound, the original tune mm-hmm. that you wrote, that came up just right before you recorded. How did that happen?
I was working with a wonderful friend and fellow musician, David Morgan, and he was arranging I Put a Spell on You, which you'll hear a bit later on. But he kept calling it the wrong title. And in the end, I said, you keep getting the title wrong. And he said, well, why don't you write a song with that title then? I said, all right, I will. And it literally was, it just came to me in the car. And I had to pick up the phone and record into the phone what I was hearing and singing. And I had no intention of putting it on the CD. And then I saw my piano player and I just sang a bit of it to him. And he said, oh, you have to record this. And I said, no, we don't. We're going into the studio next week and we've got the whole thing planned. And he said, no, you really do. And so I then visited David, who puts it all on, listened to it, checked it over, made sure it was okay, put it all on, you know, proper grown-up music. And the guy sight read it in the studio.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and then we've gone on to do a music video, and you just heard it there. And it's kind of cute tune.
It's great.
A music video that is not available to the public yet.
Teasing everybody. It's ever so slightly naughty, too. Now you're dying to see it, aren't you? When we're off air, I'll show it to you if you're nice to me.
Well, I'm all frazzled now. I think I'm turning red right now, too. I'm pretty sure. Okay, hold on.
So you've got the show.
I'll be
you've
back
got the
in a
show
minute.
Friday.
I'm just gonna sit back here
at Kane Park.
Shall I take over the radio? Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen,
where can if people want to find out about you and eventually where this video will
yes.
hopefully be? Where is that?
Yeah, if you go to helenwelsh.com and Welsh is spelt with a C, like the grape juice. Think of me like fruit juice. helenwelsh.com. And you can join my mailing list, and I send out an email every week that tells people where we're going to be and what's going on, and they'll be the first people to know about the video.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'll tell you, and you can tell the world.
Yes.
We've got to go back just slightly, because Jason started talking about Googie. But didn't we say we were going to start using a different name for Googie? This came up earlier when we were talking before the show. What is your nickname for Googie?
Johnny G.
Johnny G. In the red high tops. Yes. That is the new. If anybody sees Googie on the street, call him Johnny G.
Johnny G.
Let's confuse the heck out of him. Unless he's listening right now.
Well. So you kind of split between studios with recording.
Yes.
And Jason, you were bringing up a question about Googie before when we were off air.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry if I'm jumping. Not that one.
Okay.
The other one, about just how he's able to get the best out of you.
Yeah, okay. In your liner notes, since I wasn't allowed to listen to the CD, I just read the liner notes over and over again, and I was hoping music would come out of them, but it didn't. But something that you write in here, if I could find it real quick. Okay, where's it at? Here it is. This is great radio. John Googie is an engineer that has an amazing talent for getting the very best performance out of me as a vocalist. Thank you, John. So I said this last week on the air, you're one of the most talented singers I've heard. And it's natural, and it's wonderful. And we have a lot of musicians listening right now. And for those listening who, you know, it seems to me like as much talent as you have, it's impossible for you to have a bad day in the studio. Mm-hmm. It's impossible for anyone to need to push you. What does he do? And what, I mean, as far as pushing you and kind of getting the best out of you?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I mean, you're an artist too. I think most artists suffer terrible confidence crises. Mm-hmm. One of my mottos is you're only as good as your last gig. And actually, as we were going into the studio in April, I was having one of those crises, a major one, probably the biggest one I've ever had. And I just thought, what am I doing? This is ridiculous. I should just go and do another job. And anyway, we went on with it. And when I went into the studio with John to sing, I had gathered a different attitude by then, because I had to, mm-hmm. and decided I was going to enjoy the journey. But he... And as a result, we have fairly fragile egos too. So we have to be treated very carefully. And as a teacher with my students, they have to know that when they're singing in my studio, that they're in a safe environment, but that I'm going to push them. I'm not going to tell them it's great when it's not. But there's a way of doing that. And that's not, oh, Helen, that was terrible. Let's do it again. And he has this amazing ability to wring out the absolute last drop of energy in a song, and I will keep going until I look at him and I know that's the face I was looking for right there. Or he'll go, that was an A plus, but I want an A plus 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 plus. He's greedy.
So he is greedy.
And I love it.
So even the most talented, most professional people such as yourself, this is a note to all musicians, they have their days too. So
yeah, and I think that you want to strive to be the best you can be, and he knows me really well.
Yeah.
So he's heard really good. So if I don't give him really good, then he keeps on ask, but in a nice way. He never destroys my confidence. I don't walk out of there crying. He's wonderful. And if he's listening, thank you, Johnny.
He better be. This half hour has been dedicated to him so far. And we still have another Googie story in our next segment.
Oh, yeah. Well, why don't we play a track? You're doing Beatles.
Yeah,
this
weekend. Is a cool song.
So this is Things We Said Today. This is actually off of one of your older discs.
Yeah, the album's Forever For Now.
And we're going to hear this right now. Helen Welsh this weekend at Kane Park in the Alma Theater, Friday night.
Yes.
Yeah. You say you will love me if I have to go. You'll be somehow I will know. Someday when I'm lonely, wishing you weren't so far away, then I will remember things we said today. You say you'll be mine now till the end of time. Day, such a kind man seems so hard to find. Oh, someday when we're dreaming deep in love, not a lot to say, then we will remember things we said today. Me, I'm just the lucky kind, love to hear you say. Love is here to stay, and that's enough to make you mine now. Be the only one. Love me all the time now. We'll go on and on. Oh, someday when we're dreaming deep in love, not a lot. Thank you.
Helen Welsh.
Yes.
Things we said today. Helen Welsh in studio with us, playing Kane Park this Friday night, playing all sorts of Beatles music.
Beatles, a little Brit different.
Various styles.
Yeah.
Not doing straight up Beatles
no.
all night long.
No. Last time we played this show, we had people coming up at the end and saying, I actually prefer this version to the Beatles. That's almost blasphemous, I think.
Wow. There are people on the station that are DJs on the station and listeners shaking their fist at you right now.
But it's true, though. You hear a song so many times, you know what I mean? And you love doesn't mean you love the song any less, but when somebody else can shine a different light on it, it just makes it that much better.
It's fun.
You know?
Yeah.
Now, I have to admit, I'm staring at your set list right now.
Oh, I wondered what you were going to say then.
I'm not going to tell anybody all of the songs that you're playing. But the question I had for you, you're playing, of course, Kane Park on Friday, but you played with the Cleveland Orchestra, the Columbus Symphony Orchestra, the Cleveland Pops Orchestra, the Akron Symphony. You've also played smaller, you know, venues as well. Uh-huh. How is the approach different when you play, say, Kane Park, like you are this Friday, compared to, I don't know, a smaller, lesser-known venue? How do you approach it differently as a singer?
I'm not sure I actually do. Because I think that if people are taking the time to come out and listen to you, I take that very seriously. Going back to my you're only as good as your last gig.
Right.
And you gain a lot of fans from these smaller gigs. I suppose the only difference would be that when we do a show like we're doing on Friday, there is a planned set list, although I have a planned set list for my smaller gigs, but these are very strict because the timing is very particular. We plan when I'm going to talk because, believe it or not, there are times when I don't. I know that's hard for you to believe.
I'm keeping my mouth shut. This is good. This is good.
So we do have segues, and then we have planned segues and, you know, when I'm going to talk and maybe what I'm going to say. And obviously the set list has to have a shape, you know, an arch so that it builds the audience into a riotous, crazy finale.
Has anybody ever yelled Freebird at you?
No.
Oh my gosh. This is a first.
Freebird?
Freebird.
If you hear that coming from the audience on Friday, it might be Jason yelling at you.
I would not yell Freebird at Helen Welsh.
And I'll get you up to sing. So bear that in mind.
Oh, I'm keeping my mouth shut. So one of the funny things, we were talking about different questions I wanted to ask you because there's so many off the air. We were talking about this. And when I said romper room, you got really excited.
My mom. Well, romper room started in England.
I didn't know that. I thought it started here.
No, I'm sorry to shatter your illusions, but it started in England.
And that was very much a you damn Yankee.
Yeah, right. That's right. We're proud of romper room. So when I was 3 years old, my mum said, okay, you're going to be on romper room, which I didn't. I watched it all the time, but I didn't really understand that I was actually going to be on it. And I polished my blue sandals. I remember it vividly. And then we went on into the studio, and she looks through her magic mirror. You guys are probably too young to even remember romper room. And tells me that she sees me through the mirror. But there was this very particular part of romper room that was very important. Every night, somebody got to ask the music man to play. And you had to say, please, Mr. Music Man, will you play? One special child out of 20 got asked to do that. So we're all sitting on the rug, and I'm a really shy child. I know that's hard for you to believe. But then she looks over and she said, Helen, would you like to ask the music man to play? And I looked at her, thought about it for a moment, and said, no, thank you. And the director goes, cut! My mom slams her forehead into the palm of her hand and goes, only my daughter would say no, thank you. So they had to do the whole thing again. And I did say it, but very, you know, please, Miss Me, when you play, really, really, really quietly. And so that was my first taste of television fame.
So which song did you ask for?
I can't remember.
It wasn't Freebird, though. You know that.
No.
Okay.
No.
Also, I want to know who Tina Sparkle is.
God, you have been doing your research.
I'm telling you.
Tina Sparkle is my alter ego. No, you know, I think when I'm on stage, I'm much more extrovert. You know, I'm actually quite private in in my personal life. I don't like big parties. I don't like big groups of people. I would rather scoop my eyes out with spoons than go to a costume party or have more than four people come to my house at any one time. So, and then when I go on stage, I'm sort of the person I wish I could be, that extrovert, the annoying girl at school that was the cheerleader, although we don't have cheerleaders in England. That was not me. I was bullied at school because I was a music geek. So Tina Sparkle is that sparkly girl that you see on stage when you come and see my show. So she's my stage persona.
That's interesting.
Do any of your band members call you that on
stage?
Oh,
yeah.
Does Tina have a middle name too, or is it just Tina Sparkle?
No, we can think of one though,
I'm sure. We should. I mean, why not, right? We don't have to do it on the air. This will probably not be great radio, but...
So yeah, Tina sung on Spellbound.
Well, why don't we play another track?
Oh, yes.
This is original track.
Oh.
Your other original track off of your disc, Spellbound. When It Mattered Most.
Oh, real quick. Let me ask you this, because I like the way you say this, and I don't say it right.
What?
Spellbound, it is going to be released August 9th. Where is it going to be released at?
At Gevasi Winery. Okay. Everybody says it wrong. Gevasi Winery, August 9th.
Okay.
Yes.
When It Mattered Most, right now on NRX.
With a heart always willing to share, and when I needed to hide all the tears in my eyes, I'm so glad that your shoulder was there. You must know I'll always love you. Part of my dream, with a heart that was bursting with pride. And though sometimes I fell, when I heard you would tell me how happy you were that I tried.
Helen Welsh here on Neorox, and an original track, When It Mattered Most, it's the name of it. It's off of Spellbound, her new disc, and she is playing a show this Friday at Kane Park's Alma Theater. And we were going through, we've been talking about all the various styles that you sing in, and and you do the Beatles in every possible way you can think of.
There's no Broadway.
Do you have a favorite style that you like to sing in, or?
That's a really good question. You know, you have to be multifaceted in the music business nowadays. You can't. Well, no, some people do one thing, but I had a dad that played flamenco guitar. He was brilliant at it and loved jazz, so he brought me up on that. And then I had a mother who was a light opera singer. And then I had my own tastes, and I'm kind of a mishmash of all of that. And so it depends, you know, what mood I'm in on the day. I really like blues, and I Put a Spell on You is something I like to rip into a song, a bit like that. But people tell me I fall through the cracks a little bit because I can sing so many different styles. But I hope with Spellbound, the one constant is me through the whole thing, which I hope stitches it together. Does that answer your question?
That makes sense, but I want to go a step further. Uh-oh. Now that you've lived in Cleveland for a while and you have your hard R down, when is the country album coming out? That's what I want to know.
And I haven't really done that style, have I? What song could I do? Well, Jolene is on the new on
that's
the CD,
yes.
But
I
took the hee-haw out of it, Jolene.
You might need backup vocals
yes.
on your disc.
Oh, my gosh. If Helen can sing with me.
You might be able to pull that off.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jason, are you expensive?
Yeah.
Don't answer that.
Where are we going from here?
We had another Googie story.
All right, so as we mentioned, you have been in Cleveland here for a little while, and we were talking off the air about the difference between British culture and American culture, and Googie had sent me suggestion, and we met you through Googie. That's why we're talking about him so much.
Yes.
And he sent me a random text yesterday, and I'm just going to read it. I'm going to read the entire it's just five lines, but he said to me, ask Helen about the price of fame in regards to doctor's visits. And I wrote to him, that sounds a little personal. Then he wrote me right back, she's British. It doesn't matter.
Oh, no.
So now I am super curious, and you got the ready for the dump button there?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, sure.
So what is he talking about?
Okay. So, you know, a woman has to go to the gynecologist once a year. And so there I am with my delightful gynecologist chap. And I'm lying there. And in walks the nurse. I won't give you any more details about how I'm lying there. But she walks in and goes, oh, my God, it's you. And I said, no, it isn't. She said, oh, no, I just went and saw your show at the Akron Civic Theater. Are you getting the picture?
We've got the picture.
And I am dying. And then the gynecologist says, oh, when's your next show? And I said, doctor, his name will remain, he will remain nameless. Don't take this personally or anything, but I would really rather you didn't come to the show. Yeah. The price of fame.
Thank you, Googie. Thank you, Googie, for that.
You did very well keeping that clean for radio.
Yeah,
so.
You didn't have to press your button.
No.
Told you.
So we're just going to leave it right there, right?
Because do we have a segue? Come on, Eric.
You know, it kind of feels wrong asking, so when's your next the show
I
details?
I got a gynecologist visit.
No. Your show?
All right, no, I'm definitely right. Oh, my God.
The show, ladies and gentlemen, fully clothed, is at the Alma Theater at Kane Park at 7 o'clock. I don't know who's more embarrassed, you or me. And actually, I'm also at Lakeside on Wednesday.
My face hurts.
You ever
hurts.
Been up to Lakeside?
My face hurts right now.
The Hoover Auditorium in Lakeside.
Ow.
And next week, I can't even remember where I am. And we're off to Breckenridge, Colorado to do a show too. How awful is that?
Oh, terrible.
I know. Ugh. It's a tough job, but somebody has to do it.
And where can people find you online?
www.helenwelsch, W-E-L-C-H, helenwelsch.com. And then there's a Facebook page, but go to the singing page. People often go to the personal one. I kind of keep that for family.
And you're, it's Big Wow Productions,
yes,
correct? Facebook.com/Big Wow Productions.
Big Wow Productions. And if you do the Facebook page, you'll also be the first to know when the video is released, to the ever so slightly naughty video, Spellbound, which I will show you in a minute.
I've got to say, this has been one of my favorite interviews that we've ever done.
I bet you say that to all the
girls. No, no.
It's been really good fun.
No, he's turned special shades of red. So.
And now you're going to help me find my way out, because this place is a maze.
Well, thank you very much for coming
in.
Thank you, Helen. This has been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Once again, Helen Welsch, this Friday at the Kane Park's Alma Theater. KanePark.com for more information about the show. One last track.
Yeah.
This is I Put a Spell on You.
Yes.
Helen Welsch on Neo Rex.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. You better stop the things that you're doing. You know I ain't lying. No, I ain't lying. You know I can't stand it. You running around. You know better, Dad. I can't stand it, 'cause you put me down. Oh, I put a spell on you. Because you're I'm yours, right?
because you